With Montana News, I'm Edward O'Brien. Former Democratic U.S. Senator John Melcher died Thursday. Melcher's daughter, Joan, says her dad died peacefully at his home yesterday in a chair overlooking Missoula's Rattlesnake Creek. His 35-year political career included 7 years in the House and 2 terms in the U.S. Senate. Former Montana Representative Democrat Pat Williams says his friendship with Melcher lasted 42 years.
I am very, very sorry to know that John has passed.
Williams describes Melcher, a veterinarian by trade, as a fierce advocate for Montana agriculture. That allegiance to farmers and ranchers early in Melcher's career sometimes led to friction with more conservation-minded members of Congress. Here's former Montana Senator Max Baucus.
People, when they met John Melcher and spent time working with him, remembered him very well. He was unique. Yeah, we had a bit of a different view about wilderness legislation in our state, but, you know, it worked out pretty well together. I remember, good God, poring over maps rolled out on top of a table, and my gosh, John loved to have his thumbprint and everything, and that I thought was a little bit extreme.
Pat Williams says Melcher could be remarkably stubborn.
Extraordinarily obstinate. If he believed something was right, he was for it until hell froze over. If he thought something was wrong, he would never be in favor of it, even as a compromise.
But Melcher's position on wilderness legislation would eventually soften. In 1988, he co-sponsored a bill to set aside over 1 million acres of public land as wilderness. That bill would have also opened some 4 million acres to natural resources extraction and recreation. President Ronald Reagan would veto the 88 wilderness bill just days before the election, an election Melcher would narrowly lose to Republican Conrad Burns. Melcher believed Republicans intentionally held up the wilderness bill's progress to keep him off Montana's campaign trail and in Washington, D.C. to safeguard its passage. In this archive tape, courtesy of the University of Montana's Maureen and Mike Mansfield Library, Melcher told interviewer Don Spritzer Reagan's veto was a small and cynical act.
It was a political decision on his part, and thinking it would hurt me, and I think it did.
The status of public lands remains a political hot potato even 30 years after that vote. Despite the rancor, Melcher was confident in that interview from 2007 that Montana would eventually get a wilderness bill.
I would add this word of caution again. Whoever drafts it, pay attention to the corridors that wildlife use and make sure that those corridors are not interrupted to the extent that it's detrimental to the wildlife.
John Melcher will be remembered for many things, including blocking final passage of a farm bill in 1985 because he felt it did not offer adequate subsidies for Montana farmers. But in the end, longtime Montanans will probably associate John Melcher most with a silly but now legendary 1982 campaign ad featuring, yep, those talking cows, answering his opponent Larry Williams' charge that Melcher was out of step with average Montanans.
Did you hear about those city slickers out here bad-mouthing Doc Melcher?
One of them was stepping in what they've been trying to sell. He kept calling me a steer.
That'll all come as some surprise to Junior there.
Pat Williams says that ad was noteworthy in 2 ways.
First, it did break new ground on using humor and animals in a political commercial.
And second,
it was the worst commercial I ever saw in my life.
Senator John Tester released a statement Friday saying, quote, John Melcher never stopped fighting for Montana, close quote, adding that his legacy will be felt for generations to come. Ambassador Max Baucus says they don't make politicians like John Melcher anymore.
John was John. John's agriculture. He's Montana. He's basic. He was just a guy.
John Melcher was 93. Memorial service arrangements have not yet been announced. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.